Hello everyone and welcome to the first radio show produced from my home. I'm Paul Trenwith and you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, of course, and you know that, but in these strange times that we're having in the world, everything is done from home now. I can't get into the studio anymore to do my radio show, and I've had to work out how to do it from home using a little mixer, the Audacity program on my computer, and working out how to make all the connections happen. So I hope you'll bear with me. There's sure to be a few glitches throughout the show, and the sharp-eared ones of you will work that out as you hear it. But in the end, I'm just communicating my love of bluegrass with all you people out there. So we've got all sorts of things lined up for you, but it's a show that I basically prepared for March the 17th, as I worked out how to do the show and then in the end I couldn't get in there and do it. March the 17th is St. Patrick's Day, of course, so many of the tunes that I've selected have got an Irish sort of feel to them, and I hope that you enjoy that. The songs from Hot Rise, the songs from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from the new Coon Creek Girls, Don Bryant's playing an Irish tune on his banjo, all sorts of things mixed in with lots of other music. I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's listen to this tune. We'll take it out. This is a tune called Soaring on the Strings, with Colleen Trenwith playing the fiddle and I'm doing the banjo work. And then we'll hear what will be here, Colleen Malone from Hot Rise.
I sailed from old Ireland and home, but those hills lush and green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen Malone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. Faithful each day as I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. All the years of my life I will not take a wife, I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my Colleen Malone. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climbed through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Up the pathway I climbed through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone.
That's some great music from Hot Rise. Nick Forster was playing bass, doing harmony vocals. Tim O'Brien did those great lead vocals, mandolin and fiddle. Charles Sawtell on guitar did some lead vocals, but I think it was Tim singing that one. And Pete Wernick was playing banjo, did some harmony, lovely backup banjo that he played on that one. And I hope you enjoyed that. It's got a lovely Irish lilt to the song. Oh, right now we're going to listen to some Stanley Brothers type music. When I first went to the United States in 1971, I knew that Carter Stanley had died, but Ralph Stanley was playing at Bean Blossom Festival, and I was dead keen to see him play. And was it Bean Blossom? Might have been Berryville. And with him, he had two youngsters, Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley, both 16 years old, and they were reprising the Stanley Brothers music. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from them in this show. The first one is going to be a tune called Our Last Goodbye.
Oh, the nights are lonelier without you. All I see is grief and pain. For another love you treasure, all our hopes now seem in vain. For I love you as no other, though you're gone far away. Will you ever thank my darling of our last goodbye today? I often dream of you, my darling. You look so sweet and smile at me. And though another's arms may hold you, those two blue eyes I long to see. For I love you as no other, though you're gone far away. Will you ever thank my darling of our last goodbye today? Darling, don't forget to drop a line. I always think of you, my darling. Won't you think of me sometime? For I love you as no other, though you're gone far away. Will you ever thank my darling?
That's Ricky Skaggs, Keith Whitley, and they were accompanied by Ralph Stanley's band at the time, which was Curly Ray Klein on fiddle. Sometimes Ricky Skaggs played fiddle. Jack Cook on bass, Roy Lee Centers on banjo. And it was a real thrill to see them live. And because of that time, I followed their careers quite closely. And Keith Whitley through his country music, Ricky Skaggs through his country music, and back to bluegrass, and got the opportunity to see them quite often whenever I went over to the USA. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is me producing the radio show at my home. So there's lots of stops and starts, and I hope not too many of them will get through in the final version of the show for you. There's a song that's forever associated with Irish music and is probably sung at every opportunity on St. Patrick's Day. And that's a tune called Danny Boy. But there's a bit of a history to the song. The words were written by an English lawyer and lyricist, Frederick Weatherly. And he wrote the words of Danny Boy to a different tune. And then his Irish-born sister-in-law, Margaret, in the United States, sent him a copy of the tune Londonderry Air in 1913. And she sang the song to this tune. And Weatherly then modified the lyrics of his original Danny Boy to fit the rhyme and the meter of the Londonderry Air. And he gave the song to vocalist Elsie Griffin, who made it into one of the most popular songs in the new century. So more than 100 years ago, 1915, Ernestine Schumann Hank produced the first recording of Danny Boy. And since then, it's become one of the most popular songs that's ever heard on St. Patrick's Day and other times too. And we have here Dale and Bradley and the new Coon Creek Girls to sing it for you. Let's have a listen.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow. Oh, when the valley's hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be there in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. If you will bend and tell me, then I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. Then I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Don't need to be Irish to appreciate Dale and Bradley singing of that. That'd bring a tear to anybody's eye. And that's a great song for St. Patrick's Day. And that's what this version of Back Porch Bluegrass is celebrating. Let's hear another song from Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley now. This is The Lonesome River.
Sit here alone on the banks of the river. The lonesome wind blows, the water rolls high. I hear a voice call out there in the dark. But I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. They're holding hands and making our vow that we'd never part and be happy forever. But a new love she's found, she's gone from me now.
The water rolled high on the river at midnight. I said, to grieve and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love or kiss me good night.
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trendwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Well, and until the close down, which we're having in New Zealand, everything is at a level 4 close down. Everyone stays at home, minimal traffic on the roads, just those in essential services. You're allowed out to do a bit of essential shopping, like groceries or chemist shops, things like that. But just about everything else is closed. You can't duck down to the hardware shop to get some timber for a new project, or you can't go down and get a coffee from the coffee cart down on the corner. It's a different life, and things are eerily quiet in most of our cities, as they are all over the world. This is a good time to be sitting at home and listening to some bluegrass music, and you're doing that on Back Porch Bluegrass here. An album called the Patuxent Banjo Project came out fairly recently, and it's got some great tunes played by banjo players from around the Washington, D.C. area. Now, we're going to hear some early bluegrass from around the Washington, D.C. area later in the program, but this has got some great banjo players on it, Don Bryant, and he's going to be playing an Irish tune, of course, in the, to fit in with the theme of the show, called Paddy on the Turnpike. Now, Don is accompanied by Michael Cleveland on fiddle, Danny Nicely on guitar, Tom Mint on mandolin, and Marshall Wilborn on bass, which is a pretty good group for you. And he's played around the Washington, D.C. area for many, many years. Started in the early 1950s. He got to play with Benny and Valley Kane, Buzz Busby, Bill Harrell, and Mac Wiseman. He worked with Lester Flatt when Earl Scruggs was injured. So he's got some real banjo playing credibility there. The tune Paddy on the Turnpike is an Irish reel with a long history in America and in the British Isles. Very popular, widespread, played throughout Britain and Ireland in nearly every North American fiddle tradition. And it's got lots of variations. I've been working it out myself on banjo, and it's a fun tune to play. It's got some tricky licks. Let's hear Don Bryant play Paddy on the Turnpike. It's a little different from the version of Paddy on the Turnpike that I know, but man, he's a good player, and just love Marshall Wilborn's bass playing. It'd be a real thrill to play in a band with him backing you there like that. Lovely driving rhythm. Let's hear from Daly and Vincent now, a tune called More Than a Name on a Wall.
Walked up to the wall. as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me." She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. No, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell him
wonderful song. I really should have played it for my Anzac Day program. In New Zealand, we celebrate Anzac Day. Australia and New Zealand return services, and that's a day we acknowledge the service given in the various wars that we've had over the centuries. And of course, all the celebrations of that will be off this year. There's no Anzac Day parades. That's a real first in New Zealand, and I guess that's the same everywhere around the world. But that is such a good song, and that's probably the sort of program it should be on, but it's too good a song just to be restricted to that. Many of you who've listened to Back Porch Bluegrass over the years will be familiar with the music of Kathy Barwick, and from her album In My Life, recorded just a few years ago, I'm going to play a couple of Irish tunes because she loves her Irish music. First one is one called Poll Halfpenny, where she's playing a tune on dobro, which is really it's an Irish tune, and very unusual to hear it on a dobro though. And she's got Bo Bowen playing the whistles. And the second tune we're going to hear is Chief O'Neill's favourite, accompanying with the Cuckoo's Nest, a couple of traditional tunes. And she's playing rhythm guitar on that one, and she's got Linda Ralph playing some fiddle. So let's listen to some Irish music from Kathy Barwick. Thank you. Kathy Barwick playing Chief O'Neill's favourite, then The Cuckoo's Nest. Those Irish tunes, they're much loved by banjo players. I know I spent hours learning to play Devil's Dream and getting the licks right and that, a la Bill Keith. Great melodic playing is required to capture the nuances of the tune, and they make wonderful tunes. You go to any banjo instruction book and you always find those Irishy type tunes which teach you all about melodic playing. Great to hear. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is the St. Patrick's Day program where I'm featuring lots of Irish music, and I'm also recording the program for the first time from home, so I've got glitches in it. If you hear odd things happening that are a bit strange, you'll have to forgive me. Let's hear some bluegrass from the Gibson Brothers now, from the album Ring the Bell, a great song called Bottom Land.
Daddy worked real hard in that bottom land. He broke his soul for another man. But nights by the fire, with me in his arms, he'd dream aloud a half an hour on farm. pay just enough to keep us there. Daddy longed to leave, but he didn't dare. Mr. Cole would come in his shiny car. Said if it weren't for me, you all would start moving. And even as a boy, I wanted more for us than straining all life long in a rich man's dust. So when just 15, I set myself free, running away from what I thought it'd be. If I stayed back there like my dad had done, working all day so the night would come. Former wives, but the one I love is not alive. I'd trade all the perks of a self-made man to strain with him in the bottom land. To strain with him in the bottom land.
Great song from the Gibson brothers there. At any show that's about Irish music, you'd have to have a song that I wrote. And this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from 1996. The album is Encore. And the tune that I wrote is called Ireland. So let's have a listen to that now. This has got me playing banjo, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, David Caller on mandolin, Jeremy Trenwith on the bass, and Alan Rhodes on rhythm guitar. And we featured at the start of the tune John Innes on the Bowron, the Irish drum, giving that great rhythm that sets the tune up. Here comes Ireland. Thank you. tune Ireland, and I wrote that myself, and it's a lot of fun to play, I tell you. It's really good fun. It's got a great drive to it, and tests my fingering, I tell you. let's hear the Gibson Brothers again with a song called Going Back to Jericho.
In the summer and we married in the fall. I had to leave to find some work, no work around here at all. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See that girl I love so in Jericho. Sounds brighter than the moon, or the stars or sun. The harvest here will be done soon, it's 6 months I've been gone. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See that girl I love so in Jericho. My darling one set my heart awhirl. She said you ought to come home, hon, and meet your baby girl. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. As I can be, and you will see my treasure bouncing on my knee. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. No more to roam when I go home to Jericho.
Going Back to Jericho by the Gibson Brothers. Great tune and lots of energy in their music. Joe Walsh was playing mandolin on that tune. Loved her. Joe Walsh visited New Zealand with a couple of friends a year or so ago, and it was great to have him here. We're going to feature the last of our Irish tunes celebrating St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th. And this is from Amanda and Scott Anderson. That's a daughter and father. Amanda plays fiddle. Scott Anderson, her dad, plays guitar and banjo. And this is a tune called Redhead Boy. Very common. You'll hear this played every St. Pat's Day for sure in the Irish band that I play in called Real Men. We played this tune at the gig that we managed to fit in just before the club that we were playing at had to close its doors because of the COVID-19 epidemic that's going around. And now we're all staying at home listening to the music. So here's Amanda and Scott Anderson with Redhead Boy.
Thank you.
That's Amanda and Scott Anderson with a great version of The Redhead Boy. Oh, getting to the end of the show. I'm making it through with all my volume controls. I've only got one CD player. It's a bit different from the studio. And so I hope you forgive me all the lumps and bumps. I'll be doing some fairly serious editing on the show. But we're getting through it. And this is going to be the norm for the next few months. So we all have to get used to it. I'm going to have to really upskill myself so I can do this easily. I have some sad news to report. Eric Weisberg has died, aged 80. He was a big influence on my early days of banjo playing. He and Marshall Brickman, with that great album New Dimensions and Banjo and Bluegrass, played some wonderful music on that. And Eric Weisberg also played with the Blue Velvet Band, who did some great songs in the late 1960s. He actually visited New Zealand, and I was able to meet him. He was part of the Paul Simon Show. I think I'll probably do a program dedicated to him in just a little while when I put it together. Everyone will be familiar with the fact that he played dueling banjo for the movie Deliverance, and that was probably what threw him into fame, but really it was his musical skills that did it. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's not much to say about gigs that are on around the place because there's none. I hope you're all keeping safe. I hope you're all managing to keep your social separations and just not mix so that we can kill this virus off. I'm living at home a very quiet life. Even my kids don't visit. They live locally. We exchange things. I've a couple of things where we've had to... I've had to give them something. I put it on the front porch and then wave to them when they come and pick it up. We're keeping our distance. We got to break this thing. So it's a strange world we live in. Perfect song to finish up is I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And this is by Pete Pike. And it was recorded in the mid-1960s. I better get that right. Mid-1960s and featured on an album, four album set called Bluegrass Spectacular, put out on Rebel Records. Here's Pete Pike singing Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. We'll see you all next time. Stay safe, look after yourselves, be kind to everyone that you see around you, and let's try and get rid of this terrible epidemic. Here's Pete Pike.
I'm going all around this country, I'm going all around this world, I'm going all around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I ain't gonna work today, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, 'cause that is my wedding day. I love my mom and papa too, Lord, I love my mom and papa too, I love my mama and papa too, but I'd leave them both and go with you.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I ain't gonna work today, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, 'cause that is my wedding day.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song, yeah, I'm leaving you this lonesome song, I'm leaving you this lonesome song, 'cause I'm gonna be a long time gone.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow.